It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient, and His Spirit is leading you.
Good morning.
God bless you all. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the month of March. Amen. We're already in the month of March in this dispensation and this year. This is what, March 2nd? So the second day of March. And I pray that God is blessing and doing great things in your life as we move in this season, this season where you have been anointed for God's grace, anointed to do that which Father God has called you to do. So let us go ahead and pray. I'm going to go to hallelujah, just some affirmations, understanding that you are divinely called by God, because in this season, you have been anointed with God's divine grace. Does that mean you weren't anointed before? Absolutely not. But I'm not saying that. That's what I meant to say. It just means that in this season that there's something that God is pushing you forward into. And so maybe those things have always been there, but they've not been activated in you because maybe you lack the understanding. Mm. Right.
No, you're getting good understanding.
Yeah, you lack the understanding. And so as you have come into understanding that I am not just here to exist, but you have a specific purpose that you've been empowered by God with His grace and the anointing to walk in that calling.
That's right. Come on.
Right. So understanding that you've been selected, you are equipped.
Yep. Come on.
For a specific purpose and mission that aligns with His will. And so it's important for you to understand that. I think about, you know, what we kind of focus in on, the foundational passage in Samuel 1, 16 and 13, that David was chosen. I want you to say, I am chosen.
I am chosen.
That's right. You are divinely chosen. God has identified you for a unique, specific assignment. And so it's imperative that you get clarity on what that specific, unique assignment is, because this is a season for you to recognize God's divine hand is upon your life. and he has set you apart for something greater than yourself. Wow. I'm going to say that again. God has set you apart for something greater than yourself.
That's right.
And so I mean, I'm taking that for myself because there's times when it's like, oh God, I don't want to do this. Lord, is this even working? Like, why are we doing all of this? Is this what I'm called to do? You know, I know there's certain things that I enjoy, but it's like, oh God, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And so it's important for us to, for you to know that, right?
That's right.
For you to know that. And for you to come into understanding and alignment, right? For what God has for you.
That's right.
Right. And it's not about somebody coercing you, you know, and if you have some doubts and whatever, that's a sign for you really to get in connection with God. Take some time out to really see, Lord, is this what you're calling? You know, there may be some restructuring. There may be something that God is wanting to for you to pivot so that you can get in better alignment. I mean, I'm looking at that in my life. Lord, what do I need to, you know, I made some pivots in terms of the job that I'm doing. Right. And so now it's like, okay, Lord, now that I'm here, there are other things that, okay, that, God, I need help in this area. Lord, give me some understanding. And so understanding that you've been anointed, that you are graced. And so we have to begin to do the work in ourselves. And so let us just go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, God, that Father, we believe, we know that we have been chosen for a specific purpose.
Yes, yes. Lord, good morning, God, Shane. Good morning, Doug.
We thank you, Lord God, that we understand that we have been chosen.
Yes.
We have been chosen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for choosing us in this season. Lord, yes. Now give us that. Or Lord, we thank you that we do the necessary work to get in alignment, Lord God. Father, we do the necessary work, Lord God, to begin to understand. You said in all you're getting, get understanding. Father, we thank you, Lord God, even as your word says in Luke 4:18, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us because he has anointed us to preach the good news to the poor, to set the oppressed free, you know, and that's important to understand that you've got to preach to your own self.
Come on.
That you've got to allow that you, Lord, open up my eyes, the areas where I need some deliverance or some, I need to be set free from. Lord, let me do the work. So that I am not hindered in being able to do what you've called me to do.
That's right.
Because in my mindset, I'm stuck. It's a season to get unstuck because you've been graced. And so we've got to do the work. We've got to do the work. We got to do the work through our own personal time of prayer, our own personal time of seeking God, seeking to be intimate with God.
Come on.
You know, seeking whatever that looks like, understand that your relationship is different than anybody else's.
That's right. Come on.
And you have to work out your own soul salvation. You got to do your own work. Hallelujah. And I'm still praying. I'm just talking and praying. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We honor you, oh God. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for what you are doing.
Yes, yes, come on.
In our lives. God, we give you glory. We honor you. Come on and bless him. Yes. Come on and give him the glory. We thank you, God. We stand before your word. We stand on your word, oh God. Understanding, hallelujah, that we have been chosen. We have been chosen by you, oh God. We have been chosen by you, oh God. Hallelujah. We have been chosen by you. Father, we thank you. We have been chosen by you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for all that you're doing. We give you glory. We honor you. We praise you. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. Oh, there is none like you, oh God. There is none like you. There is none like you. Come on and bless him. Come on and glorify. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a high tower, Lord God. Father, we thank you that we can run to you, oh God. Father God, we can run to you and you would provide safety. You would provide the peace. You would give us the wisdom and revelation knowledge of what we need to do. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that we accept the anointing. We accept the anointing of God upon our life to do your will. God, we love you, we praise you, and we give you glory. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Well, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, or Elohim, and the word was God, okay? There was nothing that was made without him. Okay, so here what we got to understand this morning, and I believe that this is such a divine setup by God, because I was, you know, as I was getting everything set this morning, and you know, this is that time of season that you are anointed with God's divine grace, just like you were saying in the 1 Samuel chapter 16, but the Lord put a scripture, and he was talking to me about what to share this morning as we're just walking this out. The Bible says to walk out, to work out, okay, to work out your own salvation. But this is a time where this is not a time and season of sitting down. It's a time of moving forward. The word says that I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And the anointing of God is for getting to what your high prize is, okay? The anointing of God. Now, it's funny, because we are in the second day of March. Wow, this season is just going by so fast. But it's also the 61st day of the year, okay? So this is what the Lord was showing this morning. And trust me, when we get into this, that this is going to be everything. The Bible says all things work together, okay? Because first of all, you were saying something about how we are separated, that we are appointed. Romans chapter 8 said that, okay, that all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are the called. You're not just called, you are the called, okay? You have been divinely selected and appointed to do a certain task in the earth that's going to answer a problem in the earth. And there's going to be a certain collection of people whom God has connected you with that your grace, the anointing on your life, is going to affect. Check this out. It says that March 2nd, 2025 marks the 61st day of the year. It's a prophetic moment of divine shift, the anointing, new assignments, restoration, and open doors. the number 61 and the spiritual significance of the of March 2nd holds deep biblical and prophetic meaning, representing alignment with God's promises, prophetic fulfillment, and walking in divine authority. 61 represents divine exchange and new beginnings. Now, because this is the scripture that the Lord gave me this morning, but you said it, and then when I typed it in, when I typed this day and everything into the chat, this is what he said. Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. And I want to get this in the King James, okay? It says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord, okay? And this word Lord here is Jehovah, because Jehovah has anointed me, okay? Now, when you look at that word anointing, okay, let me just get my little definition right here. Where did it go? The word anointing means to cover, to smear, to spread oil upon. That Jehovah has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called, check this out, the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, this is just what happens when he says that you're anointed. But then he says, those that are anointed, I put this power, I put this grace on your life. So, and they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations. They shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And the stranger shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast yourself. Now, that's just because the Spirit of the Lord gets upon you. He says, now, when we read Samuel, the Bible says, and Samuel anointed David, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day forward, which means everything that David did was described in Isaiah 61, which means that when we understand that Jesus reads this scripture before he enters into ministry in Luke chapter 4. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus didn't make a move until this word was fully fulfilled, because that marked the day that his purpose was activated in the earth, and everything that Jesus did was described in Isaiah 61. So 61 represents a call to step into your prophetic authority. Jesus read Isaiah 61 in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, declaring his mission of redemption and restoration. Woo! Many will step into their prophetic callings, be anointed with fresh oil to proclaim the word of God, the gospel, heal the brokenhearted, and set captives free. 61 is also a time, listen, of the double portion of God on your life and supernatural favor. In this same chapter, verse 7, it says, and I'm going to read it here. It says, for your shame, you shall have double. and for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, the territory. See, when God anoints you, he puts his grace on you. He gives you a level of authority or dominion because there's a certain territory that he has given you the power and the authority to take care of. It says, and in their land, they shall possess the double everlasting joy unto them. Okay. This is a year where past struggles will turn into divine breakthroughs. Woo! This is the season that God is restoring what was lost and multiplying blessings in your life. Joel chapter 2, verse 23, which our ministry is built upon, it says that. He said, I will restore unto you all the years that the locust, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar have eaten away. Someone needs to type, I receive it, it is so, because this is what God is doing in your life when you receive your divine calling, your divine separation, sanctification unto God, that you are accepting the call and the call to purpose in your life. Come on, somebody, give God some praise. The number 61 is also a season of divine rebuilding. He says, and they will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places that have been long devastated. 61 represents restoration of what was lost, rebuilding broken areas, and reclaiming spiritual and physical inheritance. God is calling his people to rebuild, whether in their personal lives, their ministries, their businesses, or communities. The anointing released this season will bring supernatural acceleration in restoring that which was desolate. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and speak this over your life right now. That which your parents, your grandparents, and great-great-grandparents didn't receive, you're going to receive because you are accepting your divine selection and calling today. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Go ahead. Did you have something? It says 61 shall be a season of open doors and new assignments. Wow. It says the other number 61 represents a time of supernatural growth and expansion in God's kingdom. Woo, my God, my God. See, when we begin to get the understanding of that this grace and this spirit, this anointing, when you understand that the power of God's anointing is to destroy anything that would try to keep you and hold you back from doing your spiritual and prophetic assignment in the earth. He says, this is what the anointing is for. Okay, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Woo, my God, this will be a season of supernatural deliverance and manifestation in your life because you accept your divine, spiritual, and prophetic purpose in the earth. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. We haven't even gotten to the number two yet. But let's just get this understanding today, that today we are destroying anything that would keep you from doing your God-given assignment on the earth. Mm. The Bible says, let us create Adam in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything that God created in the earth. Okay? You have the authority. You have, listen, you have the backing of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven at your disposal just because you accept and you begin to walk in your spiritual path that God has called for you to walk in. Amen. What say you about that? I think you got something over there.
Well, I just been looking at Luke 4:18.
Oh, okay, go for it.
And so that scripture says, "The Spirit of the Lord." I'm reading from the New International Version. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and the recovery of sight for blind, to set the oppressed free."
Whoa.
Now you have to understand, as I said before, that freedom, those that are called, how can you effectively proclaim the good news if you haven't first internalized that good news? You haven't believed it, or you haven't even experienced this transformative power in your own lives. So even as we read this scripture, as I said before, it's about you understanding it, you believing, experiencing it, and knowing the transformative power of Jesus, of God in your life.
That's right.
I love what this says. It says Luke 4:18 speaks of Jesus' mission, but it also, get this, sets a model for those called to serve. We cannot give what we have not first received.
Wait, say that again.
We cannot give what we have not first received.
Come on.
So even as we read Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news. You've got to proclaim the good news to your own self.
Come on.
Before we minister to others, we must proclaim and apply the good news to who? Ourselves. What does that mean? That means experiencing freedom from bondage.
Come on.
Sin, fear, doubt, unbelief, self-limiting beliefs about yourselves.
That's right.
We've got to experience healing from past wounds.
Come on.
We've got to experience that spiritual clarity and a renewed vision, and then confidence in God's power at work within us.
Come on.
We're talking about, yes, we're anointed and God has called us to preach the good news to people, but I can't be effective if I don't get Tanya together. If I don't, this word doesn't resonate in my spirit first.
Come on.
All right. One of the things it talks about, proclaiming freedom over your own life. Freedom must first be declared in your own mind, heart, and spirit.
Come on.
Before you help set others free, you must first walk in the freedom Christ offers. This means renouncing fear, shame, self-doubt, while embracing the fullness of God's grace and calling. This is a personal thing.
This is
a personal thing between you and God, right? And so you cannot be effective if you have not allowed this word to be embodied in your very core.
That was funny, because when I typed into my chat, it says right here that the month of March, March 2nd, okay? Now we're talking about how the number 2, March 2nd, we're in the second day of March. The word March signifies forward movement, progress, and advancing in battle. Spiritually, March is a time of stepping into divine positioning and breakthrough. This month will be a time when many will begin to see the fruit of their labor. Divine instructions will become clear and God will align his people for acceleration. The meaning of the three and the two, the third month and the second day. Three represents divine completeness, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Two represents agreement and establishment. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 says, if two shall agree upon earth on anything, that it shall be done for them. March 2nd represents a season where divine plans will be revealed, kingdom partnerships will be formed, and supernatural authority will be established. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Wow. So this will be a season of supernatural grace and open doors. It'll be a season of restoration and divine rebuilding. It'll be a season of the double portion of blessing of God on your life. Many will step into double honor, supernatural restoration, and divine favor. How do we prepare for this now? Okay. My wife is always talking about how she is a how-to person. So let's do the how-to. One, how to prepare. One, you must step into your prophetic and spiritual calling. Isaiah 61:6 says, you will be named the ministers or the sons of our God. Action, you will move boldly into your divine assignment, knowing that God's anointing is upon you. Number two, you should expect divine restoration. Joel chapter 2, verse 25 says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust, the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the palmer worm have eaten. You must, here's the action, you must believe for supernatural restoration in areas where you face loss. Listen, loss is not always something that, you know, that you did wrong or this, that, and the other. Sometimes when God is trying to bring you more, like you have to prune fruit trees so more fruit can come, sometimes God has to allow loss so he can give you more. Job received double everything that it looked like he lost, okay? And number three, you must walk in your supernatural authority. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 says, and I have given you the power to walk on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all of the power of the enemy. You already have the power over the enemy. You're not trying to get it. You already have it. The kingdom of God is within you, and the anointing and the grace of God is upon you. And the Bible says this, if God be for you, who can be against you? When you understand that this is your time and season to walk in the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has given me access to his power source. Come on, somebody. Somebody type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, get walk in. Oh, come on now. It's time. Oh, my God. Listen. Oh, my God. Listen, 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 listen. You're not trying to build up power. You already have all the power of God in total fullness access in your life. Now listen, let me just release this prophetic word over you right now. And this is what it says. Come on now. Someone just lift your hands. Someone type, I receive it. It says, this is the season of my divine grace. I'm making it personal. Of your divine grace. I am releasing a fresh anointing upon my people to step into their appointed divine assignments. The doors that were once closed will now be open. Restoration is coming to the broken places, and my people will be called by my name. They will walk in authority and favor. The 61st day of this year marks a shift. Those who have been faithful will now receive their reward. I am doing a new thing. Walk in it with boldness and faith, saith the Lord. Come on, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Listen, just begin to give God praise right now, because God is already doing. He's, because you're hearing it, it's already beginning to be at work in your life right now. See, Jesus, when we read Luke chapter 4, verse 19, the Bible says that he read that scripture and he closed the book, gave it back to the minister and sat down. And when everybody was looking at him, their eyes were upon him, and he began to say, this day is this word or this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Come on now. Before you do another thing, it's already been fulfilled and done in your ears. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. In this season, you are going to hear God's voice. And when you execute the voice, he'll confirm with signs and wonders and the word later. But you are going to begin to understand your assignment, and you are going to hear the voice of God, so that way you can fulfill the work of God in your life. Wow. Are you getting this morning? I just pray that you will receive all that God has for you today. Thank you, Jesus. Receive it now, even before you see anything. Receive it now and begin to walk in it now. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised, okay? Walk in it now. He said, this day, today, is this word. Before he did any miracle, and we know, yes, he did change the water to wine before this, but before he healed the blind, healed the sick, before he went and rose Lazarus from the dead, before he healed the lepers, before he did all that, he said, this day is this word. Before he died on the cross, he said, this day, everything I'm supposed to do is already done. Oh, come on. Listen, God doesn't wait until you're perfect. God doesn't wait until you got it all together. God doesn't wait. He said, I'm doing this right now in you, and the evidence will appear outward later if you'll receive it right now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Yeah. Oh my God. What say you about that?
Ditto.
Come on out. Listen. The devil, his job is to try to confuse you and to deceive you that you're not who God says you are. That's what he did with Adam and Eve. Oh, come on now.
Yes, a continual process. That's right. It's a continual process. And that's a really key thing. A continual process.
That's right, Sister Michelle. Listen. The devil used deception to try to fool Adam and Eve to question, am I really Adam? Am I really the one whom God called to release mankind into the earth? Am I really? And is this, can I really be like God? And like God says, who told you you were naked? Wait a minute, who told you? What voice did you listen to other than mine? Any voice in your life that does not align with the call and the purpose of God in your life is not the right voice to be around you.
Yeah, that's good. And I mean, and it just, again, I cannot stress the importance of the self-work that you have to do within yourself. right? And so understanding that if you're anointed but not free, you'll minister with chains still on yourself, right? And so it is imperative that you do that work, right? That you allow Father, you receive the good news for yourself.
That's right.
Because you want to minister from a place of wholeness and power. This for myself. Your personal breakthrough will be your testimony.
That's right.
To serve others. And so even as Pastor is sharing, understand this is about you and your relationship with God, right?
That's right.
Because this thing is bigger than yourself. Yes. And so then we have the responsibility to do the work so that we can be effective and we can go out into the world and we can impact those people that come into our lives.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
So, I mean, I remember one of my mentors used to say, you cannot pour from an empty cup.
That's right.
So the good news must first be your reality before it can become someone else's revelation.
Come on now.
Right? I'm done.
Listen, wow. This is key this morning. That when you begin right now to understand, okay, what God started in you, he's going to finish if you'll receive the reality, if you'll receive the revelation and the reality right now within yourself that he has given you, no, that he's already done it in you. See, this is what makes God so powerful, that God doesn't wait until you're perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. God doesn't wait until you're perfect to say, this is who you are. Let us create man in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. Okay, it's already done. Why? Because in Genesis, he already did it. The Holy Ghost and the Word, it's their job to remind us what God already created us to be. It's their job to remind us what God already did. Okay, it's their job to remind you who you already are. Jesus didn't say, I will be. No, he said, this day is the scripture fulfilled. It's already done. Yes. Before they realized that he was the one, the Messiah, before anyone realized that he was supposed to come and hang on the cross all day, before he hadn't done anything yet. He was still in the temple going through the motion of learning ministry. And he said, today, before I leave this place, because of what God selected me to do, because of what God anointed me and graced me to do, it's already done. So if you receive who I am right now in Isaiah 61, then you're already healed. You're already whole. You're already debt free. Come on now. You're already at peace. You already got joy, unspeakable joy. It's already done. It is finished. Oh, come on now. Oh my God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Here it is. Now listen, after I read the scripture, oh my God, we gonna get ready to sow seed, because this seed, whoo, my God, where is it at? Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Somebody just began to just give God praise in advance. Here it is. Oh, my God. Isaiah 46. Now, listen. Before Isaiah proclaims this word, he says, Isaiah 46, verse 9. And I want to type this in the comment because I want you to remember this. Isaiah 46, starting in verse 9. Someone type, I receive it.
I receive it.
Isaiah 46, starting in verse 9. Look at what he says. It says, remember the former things of old, for I am God. There is none else. I am God, and there is none else like me. Take out what he says. Declaring the end at the beginning. Come on now.
That was a done deal.
Come on. Declaring the end at the beginning. This is what Jesus did. He said, today is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. Because on that day, everyone in the congregation looked at him perplexed because they said, is this not Joseph's son? The spirit of the Lord, there was a different voice in his mouth on that day. Oh, come on now. The day he received the in totality that he was already Jesus, the Messiah. Oh, come on now. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Oh, come on now. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. God doesn't wait until you're done. He speaks it at the beginning. Oh, my God.
At the beginning.
Oh, my God. Woo, my God. The moment you received your salvation, he had already declared. Listen. He had already said in Genesis, this is who you are.
Well.
He declares the end at the beginning, and then he takes you, he walks you through the steps with all your getting, get understanding. He takes you through the steps. The steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody. He says, whoa, my God, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I declare it at the beginning who you already are and where you're going to end up. He says, Paul, you're not a murderer. I called you to be an apostle. I called you to teach teachers and leaders how my kingdom works. I called you. See, you weren't with Jesus. You weren't with him. Here's how I'm going to do with you. I'm going to cause my Holy Ghost to cause you to remember from the seventh heaven or the third heaven who I called you to be in Genesis. Oh, my God. Is someone type, I receive it. It is so.
It is so.
Listen, you're already healed.
Yeah.
Listen. You're already healed. You're already out of debt. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's already done. If you'll receive it, that's who you are.
Amen.
And allow the Spirit of the Lord to remind you how to get there. Mm. Oh, come on now. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that the Spirit of truth will lead us and guide us into all truth. He is truth. Mm. So the Spirit leads us and guides us back into him. I'm trying to get this to somebody right now. Woo! My God. We're not trying to get saved. We're not trying. I'm not trying to be a prophet. He called me to be a prophet, and now I'm walking out the steps of my prophetic call. My mouth follows my calling. Wow. Woo! Oh my God. I'm going to say it again. My mouth follows my calling.
So what do you mean by that?
The Bible says the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. Oh my God. See, God doesn't miss words. He says life and death is in the power of the tongue. The day Jesus said the Spirit of the Lord is, oh, come on now. It wasn't gonna be. Okay. That day, the Father woke him up and say, son, remember when I told you at the beginning?
Wow.
Now, I want you to go into the temple. Now, God caused Jesus to go against the grain. God is a rebel. God doesn't do things on the norm. Jesus didn't do things by the norm.
Wow.
The normal was you learned your father's trade. You learned the scriptures. And then by 30, it was your job to go and start doing what your call was.
Wow.
Or what your father's call was. Mm. Jesus said, okay, today I'm fulfilling the word and the walk and purpose of the community. Because the community was, you were not you until you learned the word and until you learned your father's trade. You must learn the trade of your father. Now, at 12 years old, Jesus told his parents, did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Oh, come on now. At 12, he had a revelation. He was already the Messiah. And he was sitting there under the leaders, and they were going back and forth, giving each other revelation. Mm. Oh, my God. But at 30, he said, it has come to light. Hold on here. I'm sorry. My little camera tries to do that. He says at 30, now, I have come to the point in my walk where it's now my time to fulfill or to walk out what God already called me who I am. He was already Jesus when God gave him the name Jesus. Oh, come on now. Jesus means Messiah. Jesus means salvation. Oh, come on now. My name is Michael, so I'm like unto God. That's what my name means. Your name represents your purpose and calling. Wow. Come on, somebody. Whoa, my God, my God. Be careful who and what you name your children.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus said, today, this word is fulfilled. Mm. Now listen, look at what he said. In your ears. Now, check this out. The Bible says, Jesus said this, my sheep hear my voice. Mm. The tongue of the Lord, the tongue of the word. Hear the voice and the tongue of the word today. You are healed. Yes. You are called. You're already righteous. Mm. You're not trying to get righteous. You're already righteous. He said, I made you the righteousness of God. You were made, past tense. You were, past tense, made the righteousness of God. Woo!
So it's so important that you believe this stuff. And when you believe something, you think it to be so.
Come on now.
You think it to be true.
I'm trying to get my little camera back to where it's supposed to be here.
Oh, you think it to be
there
so.
It is.
And
there
so
it
it's imperative that you believe it. You believe that you are these things. And that takes, as Michelle is saying, we have to hear the voice of God to be reminded to remind us of his daily promises daily. And then also, I think she talked about the consistency, right? And that, that is imperative. So it takes a consistency of you really seeing yourself, you know, you, and then that's where the meditation, you seeing yourself, you're seeing yourself already that thing, you seeing it and believing it, seeing it in your mind's eye, right?
So now, just taking what you're saying, and I'm going to share this, then we're going to get your seed ready right now, okay? Listen, the Bible says, now listen, the word doesn't say.
Yes, that's right, Michelle. Seeing ourselves financially delivered.
That's right.
Ooh, Jesus, yes.
The word doesn't say that signs and wonders follow after you do everything right. The word says signs and wonders follow those that believe.
Believe.
Before you do anything,
think it to be so.
Signs and wonders follow those that do the internal work of what they heard on the inside. Come on. I'm going to say it again.
Ye transform.
By the what? Renewing of your mind, your renewing, thought process. When you begin, this is what Paul had to do. Because he had to pull down the stronghold that he killed and was a murderer of the believers of God.
That identity that people placed upon himself.
Peter had to tell everyone because when Paul walked in the room, everyone tried to run because they knew what happened when Paul showed up. Somebody was going to die. But Peter said, no.
This day.
He's one of us. He might not have been there with us in the room. He might not have been there when Jesus was taking us through our walk. But, the Spirit of the Lord, our glory.
You said Paul or Peter?
No, Paul. Okay. Paul was the one who, now remember, God used Stephen to activate Paul's calling. Because Paul, the Bible says that when Paul went to get the letters from the Pharisees, the ones who were trying to teach the people that the Messiah is coming, and they totally missed it because they wouldn't receive him because he didn't come the way that they thought he should come. The Bible says that they arrested Stephen. And Paul was the one holding the coats that were going to stone Stephen because he was preaching the name of the Lord. He was preaching Jesus. And the Bible says that before they stoned him, Stephen looked up, and just like Paul, it would happen to Paul later, he saw Jesus, that the heavens cracked open, and he saw Jesus. And he says, "Woo! Receive my spirit, the Lord Jesus, and him crucified." And listen, the Bible says that Stephen gave up the ghost. The stones didn't kill him. He fulfilled everything, because that was the seed that Paul would later need on his road to Damascus. When the Bible says that he was knocked off his donkey, knocked on his donkey, and the Bible says that he was blind. God had to change his sight so he would see not with his eyes, but with the spirit.
And that's, this is so powerful. And I believe that God is changing our sight.
Come on now. Woo!
Right? And as we have to see.
Come on.
And that it takes discipline, that consistent, that we got to see ourselves.
Come on.
You know, as Michelle is saying, that I'm debt free. Not I'm going to be. I'm already that thing.
Come on.
We have to see ourselves. And it takes us. I was reading. I've been reading this book. I think I shared it before. Oh, I think I read it. No, I don't know. Anyway, but it's the body keeps the score.
Oh, okay.
And it talked about the power of imagination.
Come on, come on, come on.
And it's important for us to really see ourselves as that thing.
Come on.
Right?
Uh-huh. Come on.
And so we've got to begin to do that internal work.
So when the Bible says, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, this connects with Genesis, that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. This is why God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Mm-hmm. He takes a seed of a thought. Mm-hmm. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you what? Oh my God, to give you an expected end. He doesn't wonder how you're going to end up. He already knows, and he's going to reveal it. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, the seed that you sow today is going to activate the harvest of this word, the seed in your life. Come on, get your 2025 anointed divine grace seed ready. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as your sons and daughters sow, Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, you said, whoo, my God, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Can you explain the two ways to give, even as you share that?
Yeah, I want to, because this is really important before I can definitely do that. But I've been reading this book called The Body Keeps the Score, Brain, Mind, and Body in the Healing of Trauma by Bessel van der Rook. Anyway, it's a book. It's powerful. And so one of the things I was reading, it says imagination is absolutely critical to the quality of our lives. This is someone, you know, this is a medical doctor. He's saying this.
Come on.
Our imaginations enable us to leave our routine, everyday existence by fantasizing, by travel, food, falling in love, having the laugh, all the things that make life interesting. Imagination gives us the opportunity to envision new possibilities.
Come on.
It is essential launch pad for making our hopes come true. It fires our creativity, relieves our boredom, alleviates our pain, enhances our pleasure, enriches our most intimate relationships. When people are compulsively and consistently pulled back into the past, to the last time they intense involvement or deep emotions, they suffer from a failure of imagination.
Wow.
A loss of mental flexibility. Imagination equals mental flexibility. Without imagination, there is no hope, no chance to envision a better future, no place to go, no goals to reach.
So that means that what you're saying is
this is a doctor.
Now,
Jesus
said, I am come.
Yes, that you
might have life
and life,
and that you might have it more abundantly. So the word, the grace, the anointing of God is the power of God. Listen, to heal us from spiritual PTSD.
Wow. From that trauma.
From the trauma of sin.
Wow.
Come on now. Woo! God, Jesus came. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to heal. What is he healing us from? Spiritual PTSD.
And we need our imagination to really begin to walk in this healing.
That's right.
We got to see ourselves whole.
Come on.
We got to see ourselves. You know, I'm on this journey to get to release this weight.
Come on.
So I'm seeing myself. I'm like, I actually sometimes just sit and I'm seeing myself that certain size that I want to be. I'm seeing myself healthy and whole, that I'm not inflamed. I don't have inflammation, right? I literally see myself.
Okay.
So that imagination is helping me to believe that thing is so.
Now listen.
And then you begin to do the work.
That's right. He begins to lead you and guide you into the truth.
Yeah.
The truth is he came that you might have life.
Yeah.
Real life is healthy.
But you got to see yourself.
Spirit, soul, and body, and financially. The seed that you sow today, I want you to sow this 2025 seed from spiritual PTSD, the trauma of being in sin. Because now listen, you were born into it. You didn't sin while you were in the womb. But because of what Adam did, you are the sufferer of what happened. And God says, I am come that you might have what? Life.
You were this, because we're not.
That's right. We are now the healed.
That's right.
This day is the word fulfilled. You are, like I tell myself, I am 235 pounds. Mm-hmm. Okay, why? Because that's the way he created me to be. This now, everything that I go to Planet Fitness, or I walk the block, or I do whatever that I do, I go to my physical therapy, I go to my personal trainer, I'm walking out what I believe. Yeah. Yeah. See, when you begin to now, okay, now remember, you're acting out what you believe. Signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. If I believe it, I execute what I believe until I see what I believe. Okay? Listen, I don't wait until I'm debt free to declare and imagine that I'm debt free. I believe it, okay? And I begin to walk the steps of what I believe in me. So, there are two ways. Today, your seed that you sow today is the activation of your spiritual reality, okay, of what God has already said you are. So can you tell them the two ways to sow seed?
And so even as you're looking on the screen, you can see we have different seed amounts. You sow according to your faith.
That's right.
We're not here to manipulate you. We're not here to, you sow according to your faith.
That's it.
What you believe. Right now, if your faith is at the 2020, then you, that is absolutely, you sow where your faith is.
That's it.
Amen. And so the ways that you can sow your seed is you can go to Restored Ministries. And if you look on the left side of the screen, right?
That's right. Yep.
Uh-huh. The first way you can sow is through PayPal. And you can use, if you have a smartphone device, you can take your camera app and take a picture of that QR code, and it will take you to our PayPal site. You're going to use the handle at Restored, MININTL. The second way you can do it is through Zelle. You can go use our email, restoredmenintil@gmail.com. The third way that you can sow is through Cash App. And you can use our handle, $RestoredMI. You can also go to our website at www.restoredministriesint.org. Understand that the seed may leave your bank account. It may leave your hand, but it never, ever leaves your life. That seed is something that will continue to harvest. That's why I constantly am sowing seed.
That's it.
Into the ground that Father guides me to.
That's right.
Because I'm believing for great things. I had to get to a level.
That's it.
Right? Where I sowed certain seeds.
Uh-huh.
You know, my faith. And as I continue, and Michelle said, as you continue to do stuff, you begin, your faith is increased.
That's it.
As you begin to see God do things in your life.
Okay. Now the next way is what's called the teruma. And that's the Old Testament word. The New Testament word calls it the prophet's reward. So when you use the Ezekiel 44:30, and it says the first of all first fruits of all things of every oblation. That word oblation is a Hebrew word, teruma. Of every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. and you shall give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause or speak the blessing, the spiritual empowerment on your life to rest in your house. So explain to them the second way.
And so the second way that you can sow, you give to the supervising priest. And in this ministry, it is Pastor Michael Bryant, according to Ezekiel 44. And again, it's really important to understand that this was a system, right? Michelle says actions follow our belief systems.
This was
a system. And she says the gardener already has a vision of the type of plant he wants to grow by the type of seed that he sees. That's powerful.
Come on now.
And so this Terumah was a holy system that God set up where his men and women of God that worked, that served him in the temple, this was a way for them to get their needs met.
That's right.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
It was a supernatural system. So he would command the people to give a portion of their harvest.
That's right.
To the house, to the man of God, so that it could sustain them. And then as Pastor Michael read in Ezekiel chapter 44, 30, and again, you do your own study. God then, from the mouth of the man of God.
That's right.
He pronounced the blessing. And what did God do?
He honored it. That's right.
Because they were obedient to sow.
That's it.
To the man and woman of God. Because and that during that time, they did not all their work was the temple and caring for God's people.
That's it.
They didn't own land. They didn't go out and plow and do. They didn't have cattle. None of that stuff.
That's right.
God created this supernatural system whereby the priest was sustained.
That's right.
And then he then caused the people that sowed and gave, not only the people, the person that did it, but the entire household.
That's right.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
So the way that you can sow your terumah to Pastor Michael Bryant, your offering, your pastoral love offering, you can use PayPal. You can use his email, MichaelDBryant@gmail.com.
Pastor Michael D. Bryant.
Pastor Michael D. Bryant. Yeah, the long email. Pastor Michael D. Bryant at gmail.com. You also can do it through Zelle using a shorter email, Michael@rtuproductions.com. Or you can do it through Cash App using $2ProfitMDBryant.
So, Father, we thank you. Your word says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Father, I speak that the anointing of yokes being destroyed and burdens being released is being done right now as they sow seed. Father, from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath, as they sow seed, I speak spiritual, prophetic, physical, and soul deliverance. Mm. Father, I speak that they are delivered. They are set free. Father, your word says that the Spirit of the Lord was given to set the captives free. And Father, you said where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So Father, I speak freedom from every sort, way, form, or fashion of bondage, spirit, soul, body, and financial. Anything trying to hold them captive, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to release the power of freedom from captivity. Father, I speak it that their mind is set free. Father, your word said, be ye transformed by the renewal of the mind. Father, I speak that their mind is free. They are no longer captive to their past. They are no longer captive to their past. They are no longer bound to their past. Father, Horekesha, Father, you came and died and rose again to set the captives free. And Father, I release the blood of Jesus that erases the past, that erases their captivity, that erases and destroys the yoke. And Father, I speak from this day forward, they are who you said they already are. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen and amen. Listen, we want to thank you for joining in. I know we went a little bit longer, but I believe that God wanted to release the understanding that you can walk in your power, anointing, and calling. So listen, don't miss next week. Don't miss the Daily Bread next week. Be blessed. Thank you for joining in. We love you.